All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, the formation of crystals are kind of like random and fractal.
Yeah, they're self-same to a certain degree. You have a seed, and then the minerals form a lattice based around the contours of that seed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't asking for your whole fucking life story, but like, okay, I'm just gonna and this and then keep moving.
I'm curious how this will become a game.
Thank you. It'll become a game as I do this crystal kit that I bought from the OMSI gift shop. And I've been rubbing Nintendo games on the seeds.
Ooh, maybe it will confer a vibration.
Yeah, let's see which one.
The crystals have more knowledge than we give them credit for.
Yeah, according to Goop. you know, this one you stick into your hoo-ha. We're just gonna wait a while.
Okay, well, no, I'll cut in the Tom Petty's "The Waiting's the Hardest Part." I always do
what's
that
in the news lately.
You don't want to know.
Okay, looks like our crystals have grown a little bit.
Okay, yeah. What do we got? It's kind of like crystals.
I got this roomy double magnifying glass here. If you want to pull up your left eye, and I'll put in my right eye.
Okay, I think binoculars. Binoculars is what you're describing.
Yeah. No, it's a double-eyed microscope.
Okay. Oh yeah, that makes much more sense. All right, so let's get in here. We have to share a focus. That's different.
Our eyes are different. Should we do glasses on or off?
Okay, I'll do glasses on. You do glasses off. I think that'll cut the difference.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, Gary, you don't wrap your eyelids around the eyepiece.
Suck it off. I needed to make sure that my whole eye mold is on there. The lips of my eye were firmly wrapped around the aperture.
The lips of my eye.
Give this an ocular boy job. All right.
Gonna go get this some orb. I don't know what I'm seeing.
It looks, well, you can kind of see that looks like you can kind of see the writing here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's like in a weird, font almost. It says crystal, self-involved crystals, of course.
Yeah. Crystal is.
Oh, crystals. Beep, beep. Oh yeah. No, it's Crystalis. Crystalis, the video game Crystalis.
Very well. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Welcome to Striding and Springing, the podcast where we review every weapon, tome, scroll, rod, wand, staff, and miscellaneous item in second edition Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, well, that'd be a weird show. Let's do a whole one about flamberges.
Yep. Pauldrons.
And this week we are talking about Crystalis, an interesting game, a game I like. This is a patron demand from Andrew. This is one that fell through the cracks. I'm really sorry that this took as long as it did for us to get to it, Andrew. We apologize.
We have one other one that slipped through the cracks. If you're listening to this, you're like, where's my episode that slipped through the cracks? It's coming.
Yes.
Apologies.
Yeah.
It was just, every once in a while, like, I don't want to put too much blame on this, but the Patreon message system thing, the way it does notifications, it's very easy to think you have a message, look at it briefly, and then kind of like lose it in a sea of other things. Yeah. There's no search function for messages. It is frustrating, but it's still on us and we're making it right, baby.
Doing some Crystalis, baby. This is top-down action RPG. This is I like this game, Gary.
This is good.
Yeah.
I didn't play it as a kid. I think if I'd played it as a kid, you know, I would have gone real hard on it, you know? But instead I just played it for the first time. I just always heard of it, but I just never poked at it for one reason or another.
Yeah.
And, it is, I can tell the quality behind this. This seems like a fun, Zelda action RPG.
Yeah. Like a really fluid Zelda action RPG. I was actually kind of shocked by how quickly you move around in this.
Mm-hmm. The biggest issue I have with this as a game is that it does the adventure game thing where there are arbitrary flags.
Yeah.
First off. So the first mission in this, you have to get a windmill going again. Mm-hmm. To do that, you have to wake up the guard who has the windmill key. Mm-hmm. For the guard to spawn, you have to buy the windmill. You have to buy a wake up juice. Mm-hmm. But in order to get money for the wake up juice, you have to go earn money. Mm-hmm. So you can go into the cave thinking it's the dungeon, seeing it weirdly empty. Then you have to go buy the wake up juice for the guard to spawn.
Yeah.
To give you the key. That's dumb. That's bad design. Like, there's no real getting away around that. Like, this is the kind of thing that I think would probably be a really fun game to play even now with a guide.
Yes. Just so you do not, like, you know, when I got them, well, you know, you start out and like there's somebody you can talk to near the beginning who gives you $100 because this takes place. Mm-hmm. It takes place in a post apocalypse after mm-hmm. all evil has been oppressed or whatever. But we're still using the U.S. dollar, which is very fun to me.
1997 is when the world ended.
So good.
Nuclear rain of 1997.
The far future of 2008. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, it also does kind of the bad thing where like you go and you kill slimes, and you have to, you have to make like $50, mm-hmm. and each slime drops $1. So you got to kill 50 yes. of them and hope you don't take damage. So you have to go and spend 16 of your dollars at the inn or whatever it is. No, there's an NPC toward the beginning who will give you a lot of money. I made the mistake of using that money to buy a tunic without realizing that yeah. there was a plot necessary item I needed to buy to advance beyond the opening area.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's frustrating. And my understanding of the game and looking at it, there are more things that are like that mm-hmm. In this game. So it is definitely neat, fun to play, a little grindy,
yeah.
you know, but an interesting setup. Like you wake up from a cryo sleep mm-hmm. in this. Like it is definitely post-apocalyptic, even though they're just like straight up houses.
Yeah.
Like beautiful ranch style homes that you can go rent and stuff.
But it does something I really enjoy, which is fantasy mixed with sci-fi. Right. Like this yes. is the, you know, this is a sci-fi world that has regressed to the point where, you know, things are kind of more pastoral. I think I've mm-hmm. liked that kind of thing since I read like the Dragon Riders of Pern or whatever.
Yeah. It's living the dream.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of all this shit. End mm-hmm. of Fight Club.
Yeah. To tear down Twitter. you had a dislike button. I'm gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to using that.
You know? Oh, man.
No. Because right. it's already on YouTube, so you'll have people like, you know, you'll be looking for covers and you'll find some kids who do like a cover of a song you like at a high school recital and two people have disliked it.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck,
man? What is your rubric for that, guys? Yeah, come on. Like,
no. Yeah. Dislike. is pathetic.
Yeah.
I don't have that much more to talk about this game, but I did save something.
Okay.
For this,
I've got one thing. It's very incidental to it. I never played this never played this before like the mid 2000s when I got like an emulator. This is one of those mm-hmm. games that was in the Russell Demaria Guide to Video Games that I had as a little Ooh. Kid, and so like I read that thing cover to cover and had like even before I could read had my parents and grandparents read it for me. So like mm-hmm. I know like the opening act of this. Basically from, you know, by heart from having read that description over it as a little kid. I didn't know it enough to save money for the wake up alarm for the wake up juice. But
well, if you remembered that, I think that'd be weirder.
That'd be extremely strange.
Yeah, I think that would speak less of you.
Right.
I also like that the end day, which is what they call the end of the world
mm-hmm.
Day, is a real thing. And you can celebrate it if you like.
What
it takes place, let me see which day end day is.
What does it commemorate?
Well, it's just the day in this game where the world ended.
Okay. Oh, like they actually give a date for it, like it's October something yeah. of 1997.
Yeah, it's I think it's October 1st. Yeah, so it's yeah, so you can celebrate end day if you want.
Nice.
The digression I had planned, because I wanted to do a good one,
mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, this was a makeup episode.
Mm-hmm.
I moved recently.
You did?
And I joined Nextdoor.
Oh, shit.
Have we talked about Nextdoor on here?
Maybe in passing, like maybe talking about like one of those accounts that does like the best or worst of Nextdoor, like getting some of the, you know, the best and worst posts. Did you join Nextdoor?
I did join Nextdoor because I recently moved. And there's a couple posts I wanted to bring to your and the listeners' attention.
How many
we could talk about?
How many of the posts are just, hey, warning to everybody, I saw a black person?
There's a lot of thievery, but because of living in Portland, there's a lot of like calling out people as not being black and then not saying anything. So there's a lot of like by omission, it feels like.
Oh, weird.
And the first thing I have is somebody who is possibly a white man.
Okay.
It's unclear though. What?
I really need to hear what this post is, because I have no idea what that means.
All right. Allow me to recite.
Okay.
Door-to-door meat sales. Hello. I wanted to let y'all know about this door-to-door meat salesman who is selling bad meat. I bought $200 of it, and it's all bad. After looking up the company online, all I could find was a Facebook page of the company where everyone said it was a scam. He's about 5'6" with brown hair and eyes, possibly a white man. I wasn't able to see the car he came in. What? He does not have permitting or a license to sell meat. Do not buy from him.
Possibly a white man. Suspect is hatless. I repeat, hatless.
It took, I had to buy $200 worth of this.
You find a door-to-door meat vendor, and you don't just say like, oh, give me two ribeyes and I'll try you out. You go right for the two hundo. You go right for stock in the fridge freezer, the garage freezer. Come on.
I mean, and I'm just trying to think of like the convenience of having meat door-to-door. You know, I can appreciate that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like the Swan's truck will come around, you know, like you can get frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen food delivered to your house like that.
There is the meat man. Like the meat man can be extant. I don't have an inherent problem with the existence of the meat man.
Okay.
You know, but the idea of this person buying $200 worth of meat,
just silent scene.
It's rotten meat.
This meat's bad.
A big box, the question mark.
Uh-huh.
On it, and then going on Nextdoor to warn everybody not to get taken in by this $200 meat scam, I think is very funny.
It's like, maybe just saying to a bunch of people, if you're going to buy meat from somebody, make sure they have a license to do it.
Which also seems like the kind of thing you don't have to publicize to me.
Right. It just kind of seems like best practices. Kind of seems like something that you learn. They don't teach you life skills.
You're born knowing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to just buy, like, unsourced, like, meat from which I do not know the provenance.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Like, you know, if I go to a store, I don't know tons about the meat I'm buying.
Yeah, but there's a place you can go back to. Like, there's a place you can set on fire if they burn you badly enough. Like,
yeah, or just get a refund or replacement meat. This is just, like, a wandering itinerant meat salesman.
Going from town to town.
Town to town, selling hundreds of, like, how much meat does $200 buy you?
It's either way too much or way too little.
I think it has to be a lot to be like this tempting.
There had to have been a volume discount.
Yes, because it could have been like a discount or like a counterfeit Kobe or something. Ooh. But I feel like that would be the thing that they would bring up in the.
So you think you think meat fraud is at play here?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
No. I don't think meat fraud is at play. I think that if it was meat fraud, if they were like, hey, I bought a $200 Wagyu steak and it turns out it was rotten and it was just like a strip steak.
Yeah.
That would be one thing. But they're saying I bought $200 worth of meat and it was bad.
It was all rotten. Like, okay. Bad. Like meat can be bad. Like you can get a piece of meat like, oh, I thought this was good because the side they put up at the store was, you know, looked fine. But on the bottom, it was all gristle. You know,
yes.
Or like, oh, I got this ground beef and I thought it'd be okay, but it was like way too greasy. Like I had to drain this to make, like to do anything useful with it. Like that is,
I don't feel like that's what's at work here.
Right.
Though, she doesn't name the company. I wanted to go to their Facebook page and like learn about these.
Well, also, these meat people. Thanks for being useful.
Like, yeah.
Name and shame, baby. If you're getting on there, like for the warning to be useful. You know, you don't want to chase the good meat people out of your neighborhood.
That's the thing, is like it works as a warning to not buy meat door to door in a general sense. But that is just a warning I didn't need, you know? Like, I'm not going to buy meat door to door.
No.
So,
may or may not be white. Jesus.
this one is also, this is more troubling in a different way.
Okay.
The title of this one is Homeless Camp Yard Worker. On my way to pay our property taxes today, I saw this man mowing back and forth in front of his camp in the rain, taking pride in working. I parked and walked over to thank him for taking care of the city and gave him some of that tax money for his work. Many of the camps I see have garbage strewn about, and the city pays cleanup companies to haul it off. It struck me that while down on his luck, this man was taking pride in keeping things orderly. Maybe politicians could help empower those who are houseless to keep their camps clean with similar encouragement.
Excuse me, sir or madam? What kind of I mean, fable?
I'll give you one guess as to whether that's a sir or madam.
I honestly don't know. The fact that it's next door actually makes it a toss-up for me.
Well, the next door is, I was on my way to pay my property taxes. That has extreme male energy to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got my own local Facebook group, and I have seen just people of all persuasions speak like that. Speak like you like nobody ever would. But what kind of fable are you trying to etch out there?
Mm-hmm.
And also, take this to a city council meeting. Like there are organs of our society that can take that. Like, I don't know, you know, I don't think that I like your message an awful lot. Like, what are you saying? Just give every homeless person a broom and the city will be pretty?
That's basically it, I think, the idea. Like, they're going to be here. We can't help them,
right?
But we may as well pay them to keep the areas that they sleep in because they can't afford a house clean.
Right. Which is the definition of treating the symptom and not the disease.
Yeah, like the missing the forest for the trees, like cruelty of this. Of just being like, it reminds me of those stories where like a 102-year-old like Walmart greeter gets bought a car.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like, and him just being like, you know, this is great. Finally somebody shows some pride in his work.
And there's and also like, there's also that like
have a house, dude.
Like, oh, he here's the model version of this thing that I do not like. He has earned persondom by sweeping or by mowing. Like, okay, exactly. Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so mad at this guy. Like, I was so pissed when I read that. I'm like, that fucking sucks.
Oh, God.
You know. No jokes. It just fucking sucks.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Earning a living is a really weird idea.
It is.
You know? Like there's a Lemon Demon song like called I Earned My Life, which is about that. And like, it's a good tune. I like that guy's music. Mm-hmm. And it is a good message.
Yeah.
About kind of the, you know, the falsity of that idea.
Mm-hmm. It's very weird, you know, and I don't know, maybe this is my limited perspective, but it feels like a distinctly American idea. Because so much of everything is just kind of like you're on your own, like just literally like, oh, what's if there's time to lean in your life, there's time to clean for everybody else and also for your life.
If you don't have a place to sleep, there's still time to mow.
Yep.
And if you do that, you might get respect, and I'll give you a little handout for my property taxes. I want everyone to know I was paying my property taxes, and that's what I decided to give. It's such a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is weirder.
Okay.
The title of this is I Don't Want New Seasons Brand. I wrote this comment to New Seasons. I am worried the store is going to move away from the reason I shop there. Wondering if the rest of the neighborhood feels similar.
They've been going downhill. It's been sad to watch it this whole time.
This is a comment, period. I have been a shopper at New Seasons since it opened around 20 years ago.
Okay, New Seasons is like an off-brand Whole Foods, right? It's like a grocery store, slightly upscale. Grocery. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Isn't the weird tautology of this is a comment as a sentence? Like, isn't that amazing? This is a comment.
Are they saying no action required? Because it sounds like they want people to chime in and agree with them publicly.
Yeah, there is a call to action in this. You know, it's very weird. I love the community that supports. The people who work there appear to be supported and loved by the company. I love the local concept and being personally responsible to support sustainable practices. I don't want New Seasons brand. It's a bad idea. As a consumer, the New Seasons brand doesn't tell me anything about where my food is coming from. Trader Joe's may be doing fine, but the secret is out that the brand is Aldi and the customers are being robbed. If New Seasons ties itself to that perception, it will take away from the company.
First off, fuck you, Aldi's good, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, and just like, you know, this isn't me trying to be like, this just in, next door is classist and shitty.
Yeah.
But that is, you know, that is what I'm feeling. And that's what I'm saying, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, extra. These people fucking suck.
But like, just like, I like the idea of people taking personal responsibility for what? For like buying mm-hmm. the right kind of food? Mm-hmm. Like, so, I'm so Ooh, angry at that drop. Update. Oh, okay.
Update. Right. Update. The guy who, the mowing thing, we got an update from a guy just 3 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
I would love to see the strategy used to give people a way to make money and help out. The only problem is, what if they purposely make it trashy and then clean it up?
God damn it!
I know.
Oh my God! Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Okay, I'll take us back in from that. I think I yelled so loud, I yelled God damn it so loud that it actually stopped the recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you broke, that take broke the episode.
Good God, what if they make a mess to be paid to clean it up? That's literal. It's, like, you're talking about the broken windows fallacy, dog. Mm-hmm.
if we legalize gay marriage, guys are gonna get married all the time for tax breaks. Like, what do we do? Like, there might be a loophole.
If we pay families for how many kids they have, they're just going to pump out all the kids they want and live off the dole.
People are just going to make that decision to just have, you know,
let's think about the incentives.
God, this very neoliberal website I'm having a hard time with.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. And just, like, the fact that, like, it's acting as not just God, like, not just as a place to, like next door ought to be a place where, like, oh, I've got this bookcase I'm trying to get rid of. Like, does somebody want to pay $20 for it, or for, you know, lost for free? Cats. Does anybody need it? Yeah, lost cats. Like lost cats is what that's supposed to be for. Not like, but people are treating this as what it sounds like a complaint box for Trader Joe's or whatever the Nature's Valley or whatever for New Seasons. They're treating it as like a sounding board for policy. Like, oh, I'm just an ideas guy. I'll put this here to do what with? Mm-hmm. The fact that it's just
a social network. You know, it's just them. They just want to find community and their cranky, horrible takes.
Yeah. And do you get the sense that there's like a dominant personality associated with this? Like, is there somebody who is just like really cock of the walk there?
No, I mean, I don't check in enough to get like reoccurring characters.
Okay.
You know, I was trying to sell a futon, so that's why I made my account.
Uh-huh.
And checked in every once in a while just for that, just to see if like I'm getting any bites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I joined next door down in Cincinnati, pretty much for the same reason. When I was getting ready to move, it was a potential marketplace to sell stuff. And mm-hmm. all I ever got was basically what you're talking about. Like, oh, I saw a suspicious looking guy, looking or walking up and down by the cars. Oh, you mean on the sidewalk? And by suspicious, do you mean black?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is like that. That's literally all it was. Although there was one very frustrating situation. There was a like an old fashioned, like one of the last remaining original soda jerks mm-hmm. in the country was in my old neighborhood down in Cincinnati. It was like an ice cream shop, candy shop kind of thing. They had like an old school soda fountain. Neat place. Problem is, they kept hiring pedophiles.
Oh.
So like in the couple of months that I was in there, like somebody like just there were just a couple of people who were always on the line saying like, yeah, they just hired this new person. Turns out they've got like they're on this registry website. You should know before you take your kids there. They just kept on hiring sex offenders.
Do you think that they thought that like at some point they'd reform them?
I don't know if that was their own personal like missionary task or whatever.
Like if these guys touch enough phosphates, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that place was thinking. I have no idea if they amended their ways. I got to tell you though, I wasn't very much in the market for getting ice cream. I didn't go there again after I saw how many pedophiles they hired.
Yeah. How many do you think is a good number?
Oh, you're going to run into some by accident.
Yeah. I think hiring one's okay. Like, and then you learn your lesson.
Right. Just like, you know? There are like registries we can check out. Yeah. Like,
yeah. But I don't think like, the idea that every single job, no matter how high or low stakes, should have a comprehensive background check is something that I don't agree with. Like, that ends up getting a lot of people,
The
soda fountain should be staffed by ex-cons.
Right. You know? Like, this was a soda fountain that was right next to a toy store, like a really good toy. Yeah. Remember the one we went to when you were down here? Yeah. Like a really good toy store. I think that maybe if you're hiring somebody, I don't know if this is a problematic opinion. Forgive me if it is. If you're hiring somebody to work in a position that is going to face kids a lot, maybe do that particular Google search would be a reasonable burden to put on you. Leave it to the vigilantes on next door.
I just mean for like somebody's pumping gas or whatever.
Yeah
You know, let them be an ex-con, not have to like jump through a bunch of hoops just to get
bullshit.
Minimum wage paying job.
Yeah,
but the I think that doing it once on accident and then being like, oh shit, like,
yeah, like, oh,
you know, well, we know what to Google now.
There's probably an extra step we should probably do. Let's add this to our procedure as opposed to it just like coming up again. If it wasn't so horrifying and like a thing that actually like ruins lives, it would be funny how much it came up on that.
I think it's actually is funny that it happened multiple times. Because we're not talking about the act of it happening. We're just talking about these dudes who exist no matter what.
Right.
And just a company that kept hiring them.
And it's like just constantly stepping on that rake. Yeah.
Yeah. This crosses the funny line for me.
Okay.
Like I'm just imagining like the assistant manager be like, God damn it. Charles.
Just the Simpsons meme of Mo throwing Barney out and then Barney's back behind him.
Except it's just like a guy named like Jace.
I'm pretty open on Twitter. I'm not there's no next door here because this place is just too small. Like, you can start one. Like, I looked into it, but I was like, why would I do that here?
Opening yourself up to a lot of, you want to be king of the sack, but like,
no, I don't want to be.
Other than that, it's going to be.
I don't want to be king of the sack. There's just a Facebook a Facebook group. You know, talk about my town, Ohio. My town being the name of the town where I live, they get up to some bullshit and I post about it. I'm mostly just a troll there. I troll and then I compliment people on how cute their pets are, but like they're just topics that they can't handle. They can't handle whether or not cats should be indoors or outdoors, whether or not pets should be spayed or neutered. COVID obviously is a huge thing. Anything related to masks.
People who are just like, pets should be outdoors and non-spayed. Like, I need this neighborhood crawling with strays by winter.
Yep. Yeah. They're like, just like whatever. You like, it's not like, oh, like, you know, we need as much biomass as possible. It's not that. it's literally just, you can't fucking tell me what to do. I will send my uncut tomcat out there and it's going to be your problem where he sprays.
Yeah, he's wearing a turtleneck and he's gonna make you pay. That's real weird.
But it gets very belligerent quite a bit, including let me see if I can find this. They may have pulled it down. There was just somebody said I need some help, message me if you can, and that was it. and somebody posted like, you might get a better response if you say what kind of help you need. He said, I don't want to, I've done that before, I don't need you people up in my business.
Well, you clearly do, friend.
Yeah,
that's all you need. That's incredible. That's real good.
Yeah. Good. Can anybody do me a favor? What, I need to private message you, sir?
Just you'll find out when you get here.
Yeah. But yeah, it's mostly just like, who do I call to get my furnace inspected? It's a bunch of that. Yeah. But then there's just nonsense. All fine. Yeah, that's fine. Complaining like just the ongoing saga of calling cops on the skateboard kids.
Yeah.
Like just describing the teens in the park. I'm as afraid of teens in the park as anybody is. As anybody ought to be, which is very. However, Jesus.
Yeah, but chill out.
Yeah, just like talking about them like having knives and threatening your kid. This isn't fucking the Warriors, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, yeah. So that kind of stuff is very pernicious and gross.
Yeah.
To me. There's also like fun mysteries on there.
Okay.
Like somebody was talking, was thanking somebody for a blanket, and I was like assuming that they were unhomed.
Right.
But all the context clues were not. It was just like somebody was walking down the street and the other person gave them a blanket.
Okay.
You know, like as I guess as happens.
Okay.
And then they decided next door was the appropriate way to thank them. Like it was very like
it was a misconnection ads. Kind of thing.
Almost, but like all blanket related.
Huh.
Yeah, very, very strange. There's also really funny, like someone will be here for like 3 years and be like, hi, moved in 3 years ago. Name's Jeff. And then like, that's it. And it's like, cool. Jeff alert. Jeff just dropped.
You know? Watch out. Jeff's on the prowl. Yeah. We got to be careful. We got Jeff's about.
Yeah, there's Jeff's. Yeah.
So, God.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. Like just this is not how we were supposed to exist. I don't mean to do like a naturalistic fallacy, but like, I don't know. You don't want to be king of the sack because that's, you know, you don't want to be that kind of asshole. But like, I've talked to everybody on my cul-de-sac. I literally am on the cul-de-sac.
Knave of the sack.
People who need to know my business. We have phone numbers for emergencies and stuff like that. And that's the way it ought to be. Not this warning of a suspicious person walking on the sidewalk like they ought to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bummer. There are also like legit like thefts that happen.
Yes.
You know, where people are like, hey, you know, I had this thing stolen, or hey, I found somebody's phone.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. That's all. Yeah. That's all fine. It's just the suspicion that is frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And the like bootstrap yourself homeless people
who of live course.
Out, like live on a lawn.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. You know, just, well, I mean, if they've got time to, you know, to sweep up the streets, why don't they have time to code? Come on.
They probably have time to rent.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop. Cut, cut.
Ugh, Jesus. You
know? I would love to know how much money that guy gave him. Because I imagine it was like $20. And he thought he was doing like this ridiculous act of like,
yeah, like, oh, you know, you bought me two value meals. Like, thank you. That's not nothing. But
also it's not something that's worth like posting on Nextdoor about.
Right.
To like feel your good boy points.
You don't get to pat yourself on the back for that. Like,
yeah.
It's not nothing, but it's also, like to frame it as I was carrying my cash down to the office to pay my property taxes. And I decided I could give this to the government, but I will give this to this enterprising young man. I'm assuming. Yeah,
big libertarian thing. Yeah. Like he's carrying a big bag with a dollar sign on it or something, you know, a briefcase of unmarked bills that I was bringing down to pay taxes for my, you know, my homestead that I've seceded.
Oh gosh. I was going around and pointing out whenever a flag with gold fringe was flying, and I thought, this person deserves a Gribble buck. That's right. It's a dollar bill that has Dale Gribble on it. Like, Jesus. I was down at the library handing out InfoWars stickers and
yep. That would be also a very funny thing to give to this guy so he can spruce up his tent with the truth. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's been Crystalis.
This is a good game. Like, it just, in my head, I kind of always get it confused a little bit with Fasanadu because they are both good games made by companies that I don't, never really played a lot of games for. Like, what, Crystalis is made by SNK, which is Wolverine's favorite developer.
I get it confused with Star Tropics.
Oh yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, a lot of Star Tropics energy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we you know, sorry we didn't talk about the game more. It was just I ran into that like alarm clock thing, got stymied by it.
And,
but it is good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. We do. If you would like to support us, you can go to patreon.com at $5 per month. You get two extra episodes of the show per month. We are changing the way that we deliver those to make it a little bit better for you. We're getting rid of the Omni feed and things are going to be a little bit more selective, which is good. Watch for details about that as things go along. If it is not ready now, it will be ready shortly.
Yes. Yeah. We're also making it better by adding more jokes. And you can hold us to that.
I mean, okay.
Don't hold us to that.
Please don't.
Just joking.
Yeah.
And ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts are appreciated. Check out our new show, Orb.
Please do.
Until what can they do after that?
After they check out Orb, which is our show about the Venture Brothers, which is a very good show.
I felt like it was
the Venture
obvious,
Brothers is. Yeah. Well, yeah. just Orb. Yeah. People need to know what Orb means. Like, it's not like we've talked about orbs on here quite a bit. Until next time, as our friend on Twitter, Jesu Crispus, says, and as we always say, until next time, despair.